Public, to welcome you to Science of the Times with Carl Sanders on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's good to be here with you, and we're going to be talking about deception, the church, why we've got so many denominations. We're going to be talking about how the church has modeled itself after the world, even to the fact that we got so many denominations, so many things happening. We've got one Bible, we've got one God, one Jesus, and one gospel, and yet we've got all of these denominations, thousands and thousands of them. And so that's one of the things we're going to be talking about today. I wanted to read you something before we get started here, and I know we've got some guests on the line already, but just a little tongue-in-cheek thing I want you to listen to. Satan called a worldwide convention. In his opening address to his evil angels, the demons, he said, "We can't keep Christians from going to church. We can't keep them from reading their Bibles and knowing the truth. We can't even keep them from morals and values, but we can do something else. We can keep them from forming an intimate, abiding experience in Christ. If they gain that connection, our power over them is broken. So let them go to church, let them have their Bible lifestyles, but steal their time so they can't gain that experience in Jesus Christ." And folks, that's one of the things we're going to be talking about today, is that relationship with Jesus Christ. This is what I want to do. He says, "Now, demons, here's what you need to do. Distract them from gaining hold of their Savior and maintaining the vital connection throughout their day." "How shall we do this?" shouted the demons. "Keep them busy in non-essentials of life and have unnumbered schemes to occupy their minds." He said, "Tempt them to spend time and then borrow and borrow and borrow." Boy, if that isn't the credit card system, I don't know what is. "Convince the wives to go to work and the husbands to work 6 or 7 days a week, 10 to 12 hours a day, so they can't afford their lifestyles." So they can't afford their lifestyles, excuse me. "As their family fragments and their homes won't offer escape for the pressures of work, overstimulate their minds so they cannot hear that still small voice. Entice them to play the radio or cassette players whenever they drive, or to keep them next to the TV and the VCR and CDs going constantly in their homes. Fill their coffee tables with magazines, newspapers, mail order catalogs. Pound their minds with news 24 hours a day." And boy, he talked about a bunch of sick stuff is what's coming over the news and the commercials. "Flood their mailboxes with junk mail, sweepstakes, and false hopes. Tempt them with rich, delicious foods with which they will gorge themselves, and then they complain how fat they are. Feel sorry for themselves, breaking union with Christ. Ruin even their recreations so that they're exhausted, disquieted, and unprepared for the coming week. Don't let them go out in nature. Send them to an amusement park, sporting events, concerts, and then movies instead." We're going to be right back. I hear the music coming, and where this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network. God bless you.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Welcome back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we appreciate the network for allowing us to be on. I was in the middle of reading this thing about Satan's Worldwide Convention, and then I want to bring Ken Little on, and we're going to discuss some of these things. But some of the things that Satan was telling his henchmen there, the demons, that they needed to do was ruin even their recreation, so they're exhausted, disquieted, and unprepared for the coming week. Don't let them go out in nature. Send them to amusement parks, sporting events, concerts, and movies instead. And when they meet for spiritual fellowship, involve them in gossip. Boy, that's a good one. And small talk, so they leave with troubled consciences and unsettled emotions. Let them be involved in soul winning, but crowd their lives with so many good causes they have no time to seek the power from Christ. Soon they're working on their own strength, sacrificing their health and family unity for the good of the cause. It was quite a conversation in the end. The demons went eagerly to their assignments, causing Christians everywhere to get busy, 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 and rush here and there. Has the enemy been successful in this scheme? You be the judge. Ken, I'm glad you're on. I know you've heard that before, but I thought I'd just read it this morning. How are you doing this morning, and how's everything in the Republic of California?
Well, of course, the Republic of California is always dark. The light of truth rarely shines here. But what I liked about what you read, it reminded me of Agenda 21 for the United Nations. I wonder if they borrowed that and just kind of reworded it a little bit. Because that's the plan.
It sounds like it, doesn't it?
It sure sounds like it. Well, you know, the good thing is that programs like this can give people an opportunity to at least have their thinking challenged. And one of the things I know you want to do is challenge your theology, you know, what they think about God, to make them realize that what God thinks about us is a lot more important about than what we think about him.
You know, we go around saying God bless America, and as things have gotten tough and after 9/11 and all of this, we continue to say God bless America. But when are we going to get to the point that America begins to bless God? When are we going to get to the point where we turn this around and we revere him and we bless God instead of always wanting blessings from him? And he provides those blessings. He loves us. He loved us before we even knew him. But boy, we've missed it when we, you know, I call it the theology of the Titanic. We've got the idea somehow that nothing can sink this ship. And I'm going to tell you something. We need to be throwing out the life rafts right now. We've got a problem in this nation. And it started right in the church. I was looking at how many demon nominations there were, and, you know, I can't even get an accurate count. There's so many thousands of denominations. Ken, how did that come about? How did we end up with so many denominations?
Well, I can only give you my opinion about it, although the Bible speaks much of it. First of all, Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. So that means that if we look back into the history as recorded in the Bible, we should be able to find the same problem. And sure enough, we do. When the church was fairly new, Paul writes a book to the Corinthians, a church that he helped found, that addressed this very issue. Because right in chapter 1 of it, he talks to them and says there should be no divisions, that you should be together with the same mind, same judgment, no divisions. And he goes on to explain one of the types of divisions is people saying, well, I'm following Paul, I'm following Peter, and the other one says, well, I'm following Christ. And he asks the question, which I think addresses denominations today, is Christ divided? Then he goes on to say, was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Peter? And so forth. I mean, these are the things that led to the breakup of denominations. What happened there was, again, traditions of men. Whenever people take their eyes off Jesus, who is the truth as a person, and start looking at what is the truth, that is doctrine of some kind, or traditions of men, they're going to go astray, and they're going to start following each other, and we're going to wind up with denominations. And that's exactly what we've seen throughout the history of the world ever since the church began. So I don't think it's anything new. You can, and it goes in cycles, of course. There'll be a genuine revival of God. He'll send forth his Holy Spirit, and things will change. And then within a generation or less, people begin to drift back into their I-think-sos, you know, their philosophies of God. So that's kind of my view of how it happened. It's the same way it happened in Acts. And you think about it, you got someone like the Apostle Paul, you know, eyewitnesses to the glorious Lord Jesus, and the same thing with Peter. And with that kind of a testimony, people still can't avoid following men. And you think of it now, we're 2,000 years from any eyewitness testimonies, so to speak. And so I think we're in kind of a bad way. Oh, Carl dropped off? Well, then we'll just keep waiting until Carl comes back, I guess. Oh, good. Okay. David.
Good morning.
Good morning, David. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I think we lost Carl temporarily.
Okay.
But why don't you tell us what you called in for, what you had to say?
He told me about the broadcast last week. And,
okay.
I've known him for a while now, and I just listened to the program, and I've got a lot of thoughts on why the church is so divided.
Well, let's hear them.
I've been teaching a series on my radio program about doctrines of demons.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things I think is the seducing spirit. First Timothy talks about the abstaining from meat and from marriage.
Yeah.
And of course, you have different groups that do that. I read an article several years ago in the Time magazine. Of course, that's not the only thing Satan has seduced the church over. But one of the things I believe, one of the primary things, is that people don't believe the word. And there's too many things in the scriptures people don't want to believe. So if they don't want to believe it or it doesn't fit their tradition. I don't think that was a problem so much back in Corinthians that you mentioned, but now, because they don't want to believe it doesn't fit their denomination, then they do what they call interpreting it. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to, well, I wrote an article for our local paper, and the lady didn't like what it said, so she quoted it to death. And we were got later on the subject of homosexuality, and she said it's all in the interpretation, and that's not the only doctrine of demon in a church, that you can practice it and still see the Lord's face in peace. But I begin to think of that. I hear it so often. It's all in the interpretation, and which is the politically correct thing to say, but it's a deception, too. It's the writers weren't supposed to interpret it. They just wrote what they were told.
I don't remember what the scripture is right now, but doesn't it say in the Bible that it's not to be of any private interpretation?
Right, and the Greek would be no private in depredation. Otherwise, they didn't sit there and think, now, what did the Lord really mean by that? They just wrote down what they were told.
I mean, kind of like saying, what part of no don't you get, the N or the O?
Yes, that's one of my favorite quotes nowadays. I had to take one of my knucklehead kids into the school counselor, and the first time I saw that quote was in her office.
Right.
I said, what part of no don't you understand?
Yeah.
And,
I think you're right there. So all these traditions of men, and Paul actually does address them later. There's a question of, you know, who should wear, how they should wear their hair, and they should have head coverings and things like that.
Yes.
And the other Judaizers were the ones that were coming out of circumcision. All these things were nothing but traditions of men.
Yes.
And that's the same thing, and they are doctrines of demons. You know, that's right. A hard saying for a lot of people to understand, particularly depending on which of the end of the dialectic they're on in the church. But if you look at the fact that there's only two spirits, and I don't mean two literally in terms of numbers, in the world, there's the spirit of Christ, the spirit of Antichrist.
Right.
There's two kingdoms.
Right.
And if someone's teaching something contrary to the kingdom of God, well, there's only one other choice it could be.
Right.
I think that clears it up. So go on.
Well, I was listening to the Diane Rehm show, and they were talking about something that they felt Bush had pulled over on them, and she said, well, we're a thinking people. We're a thinking people. She said it three times. And I thought, Diane, you're a member of the Episcopal Church, and the Scripture says if you commit lying, stealing, adultery, fornication, if you practice these things, homosexuality, you'll not see the Lord's face in peace.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a blindness that goes along with a heart that doesn't love truth. The Scripture
and that's
says,
right, you know, because if you practice those things, and they're not saying just do them once in a while, because all of us fall into sin, that's not the issue. The issue is if that's your lifestyle, you're not at peace with the Lord, period.
Right.
Because the only way you can practice those things is to turn your back on Him and walk away. That's why He uses that word that we call U-turn in traffic school. He calls it repentance.
Right.
And that seems to be what a big issue. I think we have Carl back.
Oh, good.
Hey, I'm back. I've been listening to this for a little bit, and we had some kind of technical malfunction, and where there's technology, there's going to be a malfunction. So. But anyway, I'm back. David, welcome to the show, and
thank you.
I appreciate your insights, and I was just taking that all in. So, praise God. Well, you know, on this program, we've got three goals, and that's to strengthen your faith in the Word of God. And the second one is, if you're not saved, I'm going to try to get you saved. And the third is, if you're saved and you're not doing much for the Lord, I'm here to make you feel uncomfortable. And here comes the music again, so we'll break for a commercial. We'll be right back after the commercial. God bless you. And this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sandy.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
To Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and on Republic Broadcasting Network, and we've got Ken on the phone, and we've got David from Ohio, and we just had a good discussion going. Ken and David both, you know, it's amazing. For the first 1,000 years, there were no denominations. There was one God, one Jesus, one gospel. It was amazing, but what was it that brought about all this mix that became all these denominations? I call them denominations. People don't like that, but I think anything that separates God's people is of the devil. And so denominational walls ought to be about 1/4 inch high, so you can just walk right across them. But I'd welcome your comments on that. But 1,000 years, there was no denominations. And we seemed to get along pretty good during that period of time and have a lot of unity, and thousands were added to the church and all of this. But by the way, there's two things, the church and a church. And so we'll talk about those in a little bit. But go ahead, Ken.
Well, Carl, I think that's kind of hitting the nail on the head. The question is really, what is the church? What is the true church has never changed. The true church is a spiritual or mystical body that consists of all of the called out believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, dead or alive, and whether alive yet or have been or won't be and whatever. That's the true church. There's a lot of them on the earth today, although from a percentage basis it's very small. The other things are nothing more than man-made traditions and so forth. These are, you know, for example, we had the habit, I grew up saying this, you know, well, we're going to go to church, right? As if church was a place you visited, when God himself said, I won't live in a temple made with man's hand. So I don't know why we're going to church, to find God because he said he wasn't going to be there. He's going to live in the temple he created, which is those of him that are his children. So I think the real problem is, what's the real church? And I'm thinking about a man here on the West Coast who is teaching something like it. I don't want to misquote him, so I won't, but something like, you know, the church age is over, and God's no longer using the church. Well, that depends on who you're looking at. If he's saying that God is no longer using the true church, that's absolutely false, because God's always used only the true church, that is his people. That's who he works through. If he's saying, well, God's no longer using the corporate church, I can't find any time that God ever used the corporate church. Because it's nothing more than a man-made institution.
Amen. I just had to get an amen in there, Ken.
Good for you. I'm done.
Tell us a little bit about your book and why you wrote it. Is David still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you, David.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us a little bit about your book and why you wrote it.
Me or Ken?
You, David.
Oh, okay.
David.
I've got my first book, and I'm working on another one. The first book is called The Perfection of the Saints. The subtitle is How Pentecostal Terminology Bewitches the Charismatic Movement. And that might sound real terrible, but I was raised in it and still believe in some of the good things about it. But we're talking about doctrines of demons that, in my experience, the particular one I went to, they had more emotionalism that they blamed on the Spirit of God than they had actual power. And I didn't see the healing and deliverance that they were jumping and screaming and jerking about until after I left the church. And at least that particular church, I didn't leave the church, but that particular group. And then I began to see people delivered from drugs, and I've seen cataracts slide down of eyes, and I was partially paralyzed and healed. So I wrote that book dealing with the misuse or the terminology. Amos said there'd be a famine in the land, not a famine of bread and water, but the very words of the Lord, and it means that the meaning of the words would be lost. So a lot of the words that Pentecostals, later charismatics, use really doesn't lend itself to truth, and it allows for demonic operation. And then the one I'm working on has to do a lot with deception, called Write the Vision and Make It Plain. And I think a lot of the deception entered in when the Roman Church began to mix paganism. And Satan's about to get a major payoff, because the word says, come out of Babylon. And so much of the church is in the Babylon. When Ken was talking about the corporate church or the living church, the living stones, the corporate church's buildings lend itself to the paganism. The church is so much involved in Babylon that it breaks covenant. And part of my warnings, I travel around the country and a little bit out of the country, warning pastors and believers that the word says get out. The main thing is that the church really never made covenant. They got born again. The word confess means to make a covenant.
Well, we've got the music. Got the music coming on again, David, and it means it's time for commercial. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and his guests, and right after the commercial, we're going to have John from Tennessee on, and you can join in the mix. Everybody else, stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by Live Essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Public Broadcasting Network, and this is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and we've got John in Tennessee. We just lost Paul from Zenk, Arkansas, but that's all right. We'll pick him up a little later. I know he's gone out to pick some people up for his church. John, are you there?
I am. Good morning. Can
good
you hear
morning.
Me?
Yeah, I sure can. God bless you.
Okay. First of all, once again, man, I wait for Saturday mornings because I enjoy your program and your guests a whole lot. You know, a few minutes ago they were asking why the denominations, why the division in the church. You know, we read this book, the Bible, that tells us what the truth is. The truth is Jesus Christ, yet the world's looking for truth. Everywhere you go, you turn the TV on, you read books, and everyone's searching for the truth. They're looking in the wrong place. You know, if Christ is true, and if God can't lie, then I'm just dumb enough to believe and understand in my heart that if God can't lie, Satan can't tell the truth. So if you're, and then this may be oversimplistic, but if you're looking for truth anywhere outside of Jesus Christ, you're not going to get it. You're going to be lied to. There's going to be enough truth in it to keep you just out of reach of what you really need.
Amen.
You know, you're going to get the truth that the grass is green or that two and two is four. In the eyes of the world, you're going to be a wise person. But you have the knowledge, and you're never coming to the truth.
Amen.
So I guess that's...
You know, Yeah. One of the things that I think is amazing is we look at the how parallel the church system is now to the world system. And if you look at what is truth coming out of Iraq, it depends on who you're listening to. Everybody's got the facts, but everybody's facts aren't the same. And everybody's got the truth, but everybody's truth is not the same. So somebody's messed up in this. And Ken, would you comment on that? And then we'll get back to John and to David. But would you comment on why it is that this thing coming out of Iraq is, you know, Petraeus comes and gives us the information, and probably the most accurate information of the bunch. But everybody's got their facts, and it depends on the slant. But go ahead and make a comment on that.
Well, it's the same. Someone just, I think it's John just said, you know, if you don't have the truth, you're going to get a lie. And so the question is, I think it was once said that only painters and lawyers can make gray. Everybody else deals in black and white. But it looks like politicians and others have learned, and newscasters have learned to make gray as well. Maybe they all go to law school. I don't know. But what you're looking at is just one various form of lie after the other. And it all kind of ties into that, what I call, and not my own, I'm not the only one calls that, but the dialectic system that we've established the world in. What we have coming out of Iraq and what we have coming here in the United States, as an example, is nothing more than a Hegelian dialectic, where they've set up a system where they pretend that there are two polar opposites. Call them Democrats and Republicans, call them Pentecostals and Baptists, whichever end you want to pick. That same system that we see giving us so much misinformation and so much deception just on the issue of Iraq is the same system we see doing the same thing at election time. There aren't really any, to speak of, viable candidates within that group. Well, you have the same thing came into the church. We have the Hegelian dialectic in the church, and I think the gentleman earlier was talking about his experience with the Pentecostals. And while I've had that same kind of experience as a boy when I went to church, you know, when I got drugged there, I was probably in a pretty solid Bible-believing church. And then years later when I got saved, I actually went to what I'll call a Pentecostal church. I don't really know where it would fit. But they believed in the signs and wonders and that sort of thing. And as the man said, they got off into emotionalism. But we're taught to believe that those are opposite extremes, and they really aren't. What they are is when you have a dialectic and you begin to believe it, just like we do in Iraq, you begin to think that as that dialectic shifts to the right or the left, that somehow the middle is where the truth is. And as I think as John said, there's no truth in that whole system anyplace.
Well, you know, and this is actually, yeah. Ken, it's not new. This has been going on since the dawn of time.
Amen.
When you look back, and I'll just take you back to Herod the Great. When Jesus Christ was born, Herod the Great was king. And Herod the Great was not, he was not Roman. He was a Jew. He was, you know, he was from the other side of the Abrahamic covenant. He was I can't remember what.
He's an Idumean, I think.
Right. He's a. Anyway, he was from the side of Esau.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Satan had his plan there, to put a king of the Jews in place that was one other than Christ. So we've
right.
got, you know, I think his idea is to keep you just comfortable enough that you're not going to have a lot of fear about whether or not you're going to die and go to heaven or hell. But he's going to keep enough of the truth away from you that you never possess the saving grace that Christ died to give us. You know, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. Now, we go to church and we go through the Romans Road and we say, yes, we accept Jesus Christ. But how many people in the churches now really never received what God had to offer because they stopped short? You know, we're afraid of, well, if I really surrender, God may want to send me to Africa, you know, and I don't want to go to Africa, or maybe that he's going to ask you to do something that's going to put you out of your comfort zone, or maybe that you find a denomination that believes strictly in a pre-tribulation rapture because you don't want to be here during that time. And I look at it this way. If he could give Stephen the grace when he was stoned to death, or if he could allow other people that really trusted in him for their life and their death to die a martyr's life, then who am I? You know, when, if that time comes, if I'm wrong, you know, I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, and I've told Carl, I believe it's going to get rough for Christians prior to the rapture of the church. We're going to have to stand up or sit down and really take a stand. There may be Christians that have to give their lives. But I have no fear, because I know that if that time comes for me, God's faithful. You know, I'm almost ready to shout now, because I believe when the time comes, he's going to give me whatever's necessary to see me through it, that he's going to get the glory for it, not me. And that's what it's coming down to. People have really got to work out their salvation with fear and trembling. Don't believe your preacher. You better not believe your preacher. He could be wrong. You know, you better go to the Lord, and if you ask him to show you the truth and you're sincere, if my son or daughter came to me and really asked with their heart for what I had, the best that I had to offer, I'm giving it. And God's no different. He loves us more than we can even love our own kids.
Well, amen, John. I think he kind of hit a couple things, although we kind of went around it. But I like, and just what you said, I say that there are, America's become, and I just use America because I can't speak for all the world, but America's become a very religious place. And religion is, to me, like getting a vaccination. The theory of vaccinations is that you get just enough of the disease to keep you from getting the real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's happening in churches today. You get just enough to keep you from getting the real thing. And I'll just give you one example, which comes back to the denominations. You know, when you stand before the Lord, you know, what's he going to judge you on? And you always have to go back to the basics. What did Jesus say? He has a standard for judgment. He's not going to judge you on when you believe the rapture is. He's not going to judge you on whether or not you took communion or whether you think that's a saving sacrament. He's not going to judge you on whether or not you've been baptized in water or baptized in something else. What he's going to say is, either welcome the kingdom prepared by my Father or be gone from me, because I never knew you.
What have you done with Jesus, I believe, is going to be the question.
Amen.
Now,
that's the point.
How many times, Ken and Carl, have you thought to yourself, you know, with all that's going on in the world, and I've done it a lot here recently, boy, I would love to be a fly on the wall in that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, don't you believe that if Satan is a prince in the power of the air and he has dominion in the earth, that wouldn't he send his demons to be flies on the wall or leaders in the church so that he can have a little more control? Or a lot more control of what the people are going to hear. I believe with all my heart the church has been infiltrated. I know it sounds conspiratorial, but when you've got a auditorium or a sanctuary full of sleeping Christians, the door's wide open. You can get someone coming in there that sounds right, that looks right, and you don't know any better because you're a Christian that's never grown. How are you going to know who you're letting in?
I'm going to go back. Can you hear me?
Yeah, John.
I'm here.
Is it David? Go ahead.
Going back to my point about seducing spirits, which covers a whole lot of things, the question was about Iraq. And I wanted to make a point that I try to say to pastors, and I believe that the church ought to be teaching, being the conscious objector, because we're headed for World War III. And what I say is that Bush and his advisors had a lying spirit. The Lord allowed a lying spirit in her mouth, just like Ahab and Jehoshaphat,
mm-hmm.
to draw the nations into judgment. And one of the reasons I say that, talking about seducing spirits, the best place to preach doctrines of demons is in the pulpit, so you don't have to be a fly on the wall.
Amen.
That the three spirits would be released from River Euphrates to draw the nations into judgment. So if you were a Bible believer, not deceived by America's so-called Christian past and the nobility and all of those things, that if you believe the scriptures, then you wouldn't want to go fight up and down River Euphrates at this point. When we're so close to the time, you have to put a chip in your hand and forehead the mark. Make that... Then, secondly, it said that there'd be two spirits released from River Euphrates to dry it up to prepare the way for the kings of the east to come down into this third world Third World War that Hamas has announced. So in 1990, they built a dam in Turkey, Aswan Dam. So all you have to do is put a plug in it.
That's right.
So our leaders, Joel 3, says the land would be parted. So good old Southern Baptist Carter signed us into international law. Now, he didn't make this known, but he let his lackey, Jesse Jackson, put it out there. And then it became policy under Reagan and Clinton, give up land for peace. And so Joel 3 says those nations who part the land, this won't be the first time it's parted, but the nations who part the land are going to be devastated. So all of these, this deception or seducing spirits that have said our presidents are godly men is not true. The word says all the kings, presidents, commit whoredoms of the great whore. And so we're on the way to World War III. The church unprepared. Zechariah 12 tells us what's going to happen. The eyeballs, the flesh, the tongue will melt off the body before it hits the ground. And they'll be there for a, because of a lying spirit, because of a deception. And many of God's people will die like flies in the plagues poured out. Revelation 18 says, come out of her, my people. There'll be plagues poured out. So God's people are going to be around here for those plagues because they haven't come out of Babylon. They can't say they've kept covenant. It was part of my point when I started to say about the word confess. It means to make a binding agreement or covenant. The word save means to be made whole. The word Jesus, Jesus is really the name of a Greek healing god. And they tried to translate it the equivalent of Yeshua. So they qualified Jesus by saying Jesus the Son of the Living God, or Jesus Christ, meaning the Jesus the Messiah, the Anointed One. So, but his name carries the same meaning as Yeshua. It means the rescue, safety, physically and morally. That's the word of Jehovah, the saving, health, deliverance, the preservation of Jehovah. Otherwise, he was the covenant lamb. And then the word save means to be made whole, healing, deliverance, protection, safety, physically or morally. So most of the church just got born again. How many here have the assurance in your heart if you die tonight, you never go to heaven? I heard it when I was 9 years old. So people come forward, they tell a story about how somebody died in a car accident and invite you forward to get ready to die. So the church got born again, but they never entered into a covenant to be made whole. Or the Lord, for Jehovah Jah, covenant-keeping God, Yahweh, to be our rescue, safety, physically, morally, our saving, health, our deliverance, or an aid. So the church is dependent on the system, which is dependent on Babylon. The financial well-being comes from, I did a research, it was the same as what Reader's Digest said many years ago, 70% of the prophets come at Christmas time. Abraham left Babylon. He wouldn't even take the stuff he won legally in battle, because it was tainted with all the things of Sodom, temple prostitution, all that. So the church is dependent on the money made at the birth of the sun, a fertility ritual. The apples and oranges were aphrodisiacs. Easter, you got the moon god. The churches themselves, talk about the building. The steeple is really the sun ray, or Baal's penis.
Right.
So here the church is raising her hands talking about holiness under all of the pagan symbols, and the Lord says, get out. And the church knows him in a born-again experience, but they don't know him, just like I said in the Old Testament, they don't know him by his name Yahweh or Jehovah, the covenant-keeping God in relationship. Because they're so dependent on the doctrines of demons in the system, and that's where all their good feelings. If they didn't have fun, they wouldn't serve Jesus in those things.
Amen. And, that's right, David. And what I think you're saying is that, at least this is the way I would say it, I guess, is that there are two Jesus being preached in this country.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, one is a false Jesus, which is in most of the what I call the corporate church, and then the real church is actually a part of Jesus. So there is the Jesus you've been describing, Yahshua, Yahweh, and then there's this false Jesus, which is just the name they've tagged on to their pagan traditions. That seem right?
Yes.
Well, and that takes, you know, when I'm listening to you speak, I'm thinking of Hislop's book, The Two Babylons. I mean, we can see that the Catholic Church came out of Babylonianism, but at the same time, we can see the modern-day Christian Church in America that has taken on so many of the holidays that are the same thing that the Romans took when they followed the, you know, the idea of Nimrod and different things. I mean, to me, I hear the music. I'll listen in, fellas.
Let's hold that, and we'll be right back with Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders on RBN and my guests. God bless.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
To welcome you back to Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders, and boy, we've had a great discussion going. We still got Ken on the line and still got David on the line, and I guess John is just going to listen a while, but Paul Collins from Sank, Arkansas dropped off the line, but his wife Betty is on. So Betty, God bless you, sister, and welcome to the program, and how are you doing?
We're doing just fine. He had to leave to go pick people up for this morning, but he wanted me to give a scripture. Zephaniah chapter 2. Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nations not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as a shaft, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, for it may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. And you know, that's what we need to do. We need to seek him. All these things that these gentlemen have been speaking about are coming to pass so fastly. And if we do not seek his face, if we do not get one on one with Christ our Yahshua, we will not be able to make it through this time. We used to have a saying, tie a knot in the end of the rope and hang on, you're getting ready to pull through a knot hole backwards. And that's just about where we're at. We're fixing to come into that area right now.
Oh.
And,
well, thank you.
Huh?
Thank you, Betty. God bless you for that. Yeah, go ahead.
But, you know, you and Paul was talking about what was happening. We've had pastors around here are getting ready to turn their people in if a disaster comes. That they have been told.
Betty, isn't there aren't some of the churches putting up a plaque in front of their church now in that regards?
Yes, it is. It says it's a Red Cross, and it is for a treatment center. And it's right by a railroad track. Would you believe that?
You know, Betty, if you believe that you must seek Jesus, they think you must be crazy.
Oh well, I know, I know. But you know, if we don't seek him with all our heart, soul, and mind, while he's being able to be found.
Amen.
What are we going to do when he can't be found? I mean, it's
you know, I quoted a scripture, and let me give you a scripture also that I think points this out. Ezekiel 7:2, and the end has come upon the four corners of the land. Now is the end come upon thee. I will send mine anger upon thee, and I will judge thee according to thy ways. We will recompense upon thee all the thine abominations. And so this is, you know, this is the word.
And if we don't stand on that word.
Sounds like we've got the music coming again. This is Signs of the Times with Carl Sanders and my guests, and we'll be right back after the commercial.
With three.